I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. There seems to be no neighborhood in America that's been untouched by this historic recession, and that includes the community of Sesame Street. The Muppets and their human friends and neighbors will talk about how to deal with the impact of the recession in an upcoming primetime special. It's called Families Stand Together, Feeling Secure in Tough Times. One of the stars of that production, Elmo, is here in our Washington studios in all his
cute... Elmo's a star? Mr. Barry, Elmo's a star!
I heard that. Wow, cool.
And also with us is Gary Nell. He's president and CEO of the Sesame Workshop. Welcome to you.
Also known as Elmo's sidekick.
It's and bodyguard, too.
This is a little unnerving. He's so cute. All right, Elmo, we will speak with you in just a moment.
Okay.
I want to ask you, Gary Nell, what motivated Sesame Workshop to create this primetime special about the economy?
Well, you know, Sesame Street, Jennifer's in its 40th year, believe it or not, and it's always taken on tough-to-teach topics. So looking at the economic distress that's impacting so many families, over 5 million unemployed people since June of last year, we thought it was a great opportunity to use the power of Sesame Street to bring together lessons about coping with how to talk to your kids when you lose a job or you have to move in with grandma or whatever the impact that you have in your personal situation.
I mean, is this something you've heard about from viewers or from parents or from friends you know of that people are having trouble thinking about how to tell kids about this?
We know through research and that we do that the current economic crisis is just impacting lots of families and creating lots of tensions that did not exist and actually exist a little bit under the radar. This is not the story that you hear about every day in the headlines. And I think this is a way of trying to improve children's lives in a very direct way to get them connected to their parents so that there's a better dialogue in families to get them through a really tough period that a lot of families are facing right now.
Elmo?
Yeah?
I understand that your family has also been touched by this recession.
Well, Elmo's family's been going through tough times, too. Ever since Elmo's mommy lost her job, it's been a big change.
Well, we have a little clip from the special where you talk about this. Let's give a listen.
Okay. Why isn't mommy at work today?
Well, darling, there's something your daddy and I want to talk to you about.
Come on, sit over here, son.
Okay.
Sit down.
Okay,
here.
Daddy.
Right, now, you see, yesterday I lost my job, and I'm not going to be working, at least for a little while.
Is it because Elmo has too many toys?
Oh, no, baby. None of this is your fault.
It's nobody's fault. Mm. This is just something that happens in families sometimes.
Right, and a lot of families are going through the same type of thing.
So, Elmo,
yeah?
Why did you think it was your fault when your mom lost her job?
Well, because Elmo always wants so many different toys and stuff like that, that Elmo thought it was his fault that he was buying too many things or asking for too many things.
And how did you feel then after your mom explained to you it wasn't your fault?
Oh, well, Elmo understands, but Elmo still understands that he has to help.
How do you help?
Well, Elmo understands Elmo can't have everything Elmo wants, and Elmo's parents save money to get what they really need, like food.
Gary Nell, I think a lot of parents really don't want to talk about this stuff. There's this sense you want to protect your kids. You don't want them to think there's something they would like and you can't buy it for them. I mean, what does the special say about this for maybe reluctant parents?
Well, children are very intuitive. They know when their parents are stressed out and they pick up that stress in the household. And we are not obviously proposing that parents lay out everything in their checking account and all these other issues. This is really about trying to walk kids through a difficult time that the family is going through and to reassure them that no matter what happens, even through these stresses, that the family will stick together and they'll be okay.
And what about this sense of guilt that comes out in Elmo's response? Is that something that you researched? I mean, why do children feel guilty?
Well, children don't understand why their parents are stressed out. And so opening up a dialogue and talking to them and letting children emote is one of the strategies. It's critically important, I think, in child development and opening up that kind of dialogue that is so necessary.
Elmo, have you talked about what's happening with your family, your mom who lost her job? Have you talked about that with your friends?
Yeah, because some of Elmo's friends are going through it also. But what we kind of like is that, you know, the Elmo's mommy is around a lot more, so we get to spend a little bit more time. So that's fun.
That's a good thing.
And instead of going to the movies, we'll watch TV and watch a movie on TV.
I see. And what do your friends say? What's their reaction?
Well, they're kind of sad because of some of the things they used to do. But everybody's learning to live with it and have a good time.
Gary Nell, even in families where parents might be really open with their kids about something that's happening, they might not want the kids to then talk about it outside the home. You know, there's this sense of shame, maybe. Does the show talk about that?
Well, it doesn't deal with that directly, but I think the point of this, Jennifer, is to reassure them that the family will be okay and that they are not alone. I think a lot of families, and this is really aimed at families in a lot of ways, it's an adult-oriented program that families can watch, but it's a prime-time program on PBS on the 9th, and it will be aimed really at the parents on how to talk to your kids. And we have live-action footage of four families who are going through this from different parts of the country in very different situations and getting them through these very tough times. They are not alone. There are community resources that are available to them, and through this process through the hour, I think people will know that there's places they can go to for help.
Elmo, what is one piece of advice that you might give other children or their parents for coping during this recession?
Well, one thing that's very important is to talk to each other about how you feel about it, you know, because that's how you can learn.
Elmo is a Muppet living on Sesame Street. And Gary Nell is the president and CEO of the Sesame Workshop. And they both joined us here in our Washington studios. The television special Family Stand Together, Feeling Secure in Tough Times airs tomorrow night, September 9th on PBS. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having us.